Classes begin Monday at the University of Arkansas, and students enrolled in the music department of the Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences will be able to seek a degree in jazz studies beginning in the fall. This month, three educators in the music department, Jake Herzog, June Park, and Nicola Radon, came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to discuss the new major. Jake Herzog says there has always been a healthy jazz component at the University of Arkansas.
This is the way that we have gone from having jazz courses and jazz ensembles into having a jazz degree offering. So we've had jazz bands and jazz combos and some subjects like jazz improvisation, jazz composition that were being taught as independent studies or small group classes. And the new degree gives us a way to package all that together and offer an official degree in the jazz field. The actual degree itself is a Bachelor of Music in Performance with a Jazz Studies concentration. And so that simply means that the Jazz Studies concentration is nested inside of the performance degree.
What kind of conversations do you have as you're getting ready to do this about what we want to offer, how this can be a complete program? What do you talk about?
Well, there are all sorts of details that can be solved. For example, what is the important for the students to learn? What stages? For example, improvisation is jazz as a term is such a huge term. It doesn't cover just so many details in the genres that we talk, basically, that it's how to cover that, how to expose students to actually different level of improvisations. Then actually goes to whether it's how important is it for students to participate in one type of ensembles rather than the others. Understanding the harmony and the music theory in the jazz is completely different approach to the music than actually classical way. So all these basically needs to be kind of strategically done well. So we talk in all these conversation making actually whether we should use one type of improvisation over the other, or ensembles, creativities, and how the students should be divided into the ensemble classes. Yes,
I'll tell you one thing on that point, which is that one of the most fun parts of any educator's job, I think, is designing new programs and new curriculum and new classes. And I think we had a truly wonderful collaboration between jazz specialists that had been on the university faculty for several years, for a long time in some cases, new hires, and also our administrators and other faculty colleagues. I mean, it takes a village to bring a new program into fruition, and I think we're really fortunate to have such great collaboration and support from all the parties involved.
What sort of theory would be discussed?
That's a great question. I think music theory or music analysis or just system of talking about music in general is heavily based on notation. You look at the score with the written notes, treble clef, bass clef, and the notes, and the eighth notes, and quarter notes. A lot of jazz musicians don't think in that kind of language. They don't really rely on the visual representation. They all think about some kind of jazz licks or different versions of the same tune, how to make it sound like it's original, but also make it let the audience know that this is the tune that I'm playing. So you need to kind of bring in more oral oriented way of thinking about it rather than visual input. So in my class, I try to have them, no matter what kind of instrument they played, I have them play like 2-5-1 progression in the piano so that they know how it feels on their hand, how does it sound. They get used to the sound so that when they hear it, they can orally recognize.
So the 2-5-1 progression, what's an example of that? What would, is it, can you think of a piece or something where?
It's too many to say, but Afternoon Paris, right? It's all 2-5-1 progression.
Someone says jazz, you might think King Oliver, you might think Diana Krall, you might think Ornette Coleman, you might think Wes Montgomery, Benny Goodman. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I'm assuming there's no way you can be exhaustive or complete in this. So how do you think about that when you're thinking about a degree?
One of the things that is an ongoing conversation in our program, and I think it rightfully so, is to have that conversation to say, all right, well, if we're going to start with sort of bebop type of playing, and then a few semesters later, students are playing more complex music, whether that means it's free jazz or whether that means they're ripping out late Coltrane period licks or whatever. So at some level, the progression of jazz pedagogy often follows a parallel path to Western classical music pedagogy from the perspective of harmony and the increasing complexity of it, and sort of introducing students to more and more complicated musical situations. But then one of the things that we're also really excited about in this program is sort of the breadth of it. So we have a wonderful representation of world music with our Latin American ensemble and our world music ensemble, which Nicola directs. And we have representation of pop music and commercial styles with, we have a singer-songwriters ensemble, and we have an R&B soul ensemble. And I think that speaks to not only jazz, but the children of jazz and the genres that came out of jazz.
Today, the concept of studying music in general for any kind of degree, not having a program or jazz program is big minus in the world of music. Gives basically to the students of music more broader knowledge that they could actually apply into tomorrow's looking for a job, being creative, having some entrepreneurship ideas, actually. That's basically the music all about. We are all struggling to actually create something new and finding out new. So the students basically don't have enough of that through the studies of the classical music in general. You have basically, you can play the orchestra, you can play solo careers. How many of them can pursue the solo career as the way of living and teaching? That's all three. Jazz opens millions of doors into the business world as well, as the entrepreneurship world, and then actually being experienced in the all areas and makes one musician complete.
It's certainly not the only product of our efforts as educators, but one of the major products we're going for is student success in all forms. So the inclusion of this program, along with everything else that we do in our Department of Music, broadens the map a little bit for students, and it gives them a much wider range of options to choose from that will then give them more and more of a chance at success in different kinds of things. And like Nicola said, the 21st century music industry is a really wide place to be. and to meet the challenges of making a living in some area of the music industry, whether you're performing or booking bands or touring or writing symphonies or writing the music for Game of Thrones that we were just discussing, it takes a broad skill set. And so this is, in many ways, an effort to offer a broader menu of things to our students, and so that they can come out with the most applicable and deep skill set possible.
Journalism students, when I was in college, were encouraged to also take an economics class so you could have a basic understanding there to obviously take something about government and things like that. I imagine cross-pollination of learning extends into the music disciplines as well.
Absolutely. There is, it is basically all giving actually options to the future, those students who have finished, get degree, to actually get an idea, more idea of what they really want to do with the music when they finish. So they give them more ground level or for going higher into the either business part of the music industry or the performer part of the industry and so on. Gives the broader knowledge of even being a journalist in the music to actually talk about more being the music critic, you know, building a blog in music. That's the all part of the music business that's still today. I mean, it's just growing elsewhere. I mean, like everywhere in the Western world.
Nicola Redon, June Park, and Jake Herzog are members of the Music Department faculty at the University of Arkansas. They were in the Carver Center for Public Radio earlier this month to discuss the new jazz degree offered at the University of Arkansas beginning this fall. Classes start at the university on Monday.